Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Mishlei, based on the shiurim of Rav Moshe Zatzal. Shiur should be especially for Miriam Rosh Yuchio, the Schus Moshe Yidah Peshnari Shalom Moshe Mordechai, and the Schus Yosef Ezra Ben Ezra, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther. It says in the Pasuk, Yishma Chochum B'Yosef Lekach, the Gora says, Aydei Kol Hanizkar Le'el Yishma Chochum B'Yosef Oid Lekach. By everything it says earlier in the Psukim, the Chacham will hear and he will add more understanding, more learning. Chacham, Mishalom Amad Harim. It says, Chacham, Chacham, somebody learned a lot. Lachem, Rechik, Chachod, Mir, Abosi, Yisuch, Chacham. Therefore it says, he should take more from his Rabbeim and add Chacham. V'nav, and Tachbulos, Yikne. Hainu, Amev, and Dover, Mitachar, V'yikne, Tachbulos, Eich, Lachavim. So a person who's Navon and who's wise should acquire strategies. That a person who's Navon, who's Mevim Davar Mitoch Davar, understands one thing from another, Yikne Tachbulos Eich Lahavin, he'll acquire Tachbulos, how to understand. Vamer Yikne Kilavonis Davar Tov Chover Tov. And it says, Yikne, if you don't understand something, it's good to have a good friend. There are some people called Davar in order to verbalize everything. Vamer Kne Lecho Chover, and it says, acquire for yourself a friend. Therefore it says, Yikne Tachbulos, Navon Tachbulos Yikne. If you're a Navon, you're going to acquire Tachbulos. You're going to acquire Tachbulos. Acquire these strategies to add on to your understanding, your wisdom. That is to buy a friend. Yikne. Kne lecho chaver. So we'd like to understand what a Chacham is and what a Navon is and what the relationship is between them. It says in the Pasuk, Havu lechem anashim chachamim v'nevoim v'yodim l'shivteichem. In the Sefri it says, Zeshal ha'aretz. So it says, bring for yourselves wise men, chachamim, nevonim, and those who are known to your tribes. In the Sefri it says, Zeshal Iris is Rabbiosi, Mabin Chum, and Rotsim, saying Chum and Avonim. Chum Dom and the Shulchani Tagor, Kshemivin Lo Rok, Shemivin Lo Yoshivatot. Avon Dom and Shulchani Ashik, Shemivin Lo, Leros, maybe Mishelo. If you have a what's a Chacham? A Chacham is like a Shulchani, who is like a businessman, a Shulchani, a money changer who needs the money. So when they bring him something, he sees. When they bring him money to exchange, he sees the money. And when they don't bring him money, he just sits and does nothing, because he's not a rich guy, so he doesn't have anything to help him with. Doesn't have anything to do because nobody brought him anything, so he's nothing to do. But if he's a Shulchan Yashir, if he's a wealthy money changer, and they don't bring him, Leroy's maybe Mishalo Baroy, and they don't bring him money, so he brings his own and he sees it. In other words, he brings his own Schaira. They don't bring him Schaira, he brings his own Schaira. That's the Medrash says. So, a Chacham is somebody who, if they give it to him, he takes it. That's the Shulchani Tagar. That's the Shulchani, the businessman. If they give him, he takes it. And he knows how to be Makabel. That's what a Chacham is. A Chacham is when they give it to him, he knows to be Makabel, but he's always waiting for something to come from the outside. A Navon, Lokeach Umevi Mishal Atzmi. A Navon is somebody who takes from on his own. In other words, if it's not brought to him, he brings it on his own. For his yegia, he's moisif ahoylech me'atzma. For his toil, he adds from himself. Bin is moshim binyan. Ve'yivan Hashem elokim esatzela misparish begamar b'shnei b'nim. Nidal mem v'ot mem heam v'beitzit ve'yivan Hashem elokim esatzela v'shot v'yivan Hashem elokim b'ini yaseh rabisha yaseh rabish. That a woman has more bina, woman has more understanding. That's ve'yivan, God built. God gave more understanding to the woman. And brachos ve'yivan melamit shebenak adesh brachu l'chava o'kiminyan oitzit. He built for Chava a storehouse. And the Gemara says Vayter that when he took Chava from Adam, he made her like a binyan otzer, like a storehouse of fruit. Malot zeh bonam oso. Malot zeh katzim alamal bracha malamata kedi lekabel peres. Afisha ktzar malamala bruchav malamata. Kidei lekabel et sabla. So, just like this oitzer, when you build it narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, you know, some sort of kli to hold peiros. So it's narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. So it's a woman, narrow at the top and wider at the bottom, so she can hold the baby. So that's one type of binyan. The first type of binyan we mentioned is the bina yaseira that a woman has. So that's the chacham. The chacham is somebody who, when they give him, he knows what to do with it, but he's always waiting for something to come from the outside. And Navon brings on his own. He's yage on his own. That's why you have the Shulchan Yashir, who, if they don't bring him, he brings on his own. He brings his own money. He brings his own schayr. So that's the Shulchan Yashir. That's a Navon. Navon's one who brings on his own. He's not given, he brings on his own. So Navon's maybe Davar Mitat Davar. Rashi says, Uvisvuna Shmos Laman Alef Gemel Mavin Davar Miliboy Mitoch Dvarim Shalaman. Svuna means he understands in his heart from what he learns. So the Pashtus, there are two extremes here. One, it's Mitoch HaDavar Sheyeshlo, from what he has, he understands an additional thing from what he has. And Umevin Mitoch HaDavar Sheyeshlo. In other words, he's understanding in addition to what he has, and he's understanding from within what he has. In other words, he has something, b'pchinas chachma, he has something, he has wisdom, and then he goes deeper into his havana, and he penetrates into it, and he understands something else. That's the bina. Maven otom mitoch hadavar sheyeshlo. Zalo davar nosaf al hadavar sheyeshlo. It's not an additional thing, it's within what he's learning. U'biyur ha'inyan, pshat, v'gemor ha'migilah, yam v'peisam an'alaf writes, b'shnas achas l'molcho ani Daniel v'inoisi v'asfar. So it says, so I, Daniel, in the first year of his kingship, I looked in the books. I was buying Minoisi Bisfarim. I looked in the Sfar. I looked in the Torah to understand, in the Navi. So what does it mean, Binoisi? Mechlal de Torah, that he made a mistake. In other words, Binoisi is Havana Motzia Mechlal Ta'ut. When it says Binoisi, it means originally I made a mistake, and now I'm not making a mistake anymore. That's Bina. So we have a lot of understanding now about Bina. We have a lot of Bina about Bina. It's Mavin Davar, and Novin is Mavin Davar Mitech Davar. Rashi between a Mavin Davar Meliba Mashit Mitech Dvorim Shalamad, which is, we said, in addition to what he's learning something else, and also Mitech, what he's learning something else. Binoisi is a Havana that's Motziya Mechlal Tol Shahisa B'Tchila. It takes you out of, it extracts you from the mistake that you had originally. That's the Bina. And the Gemara says, Menachas 21a, Gabe Ofen Melich Sakorban, Mai Tivoineu, Amar Rav Ashi, Yocho Yitain Boi Tam, Kibina, Tamadoi Matimlach. Rashi, Noisenes Tam, Kibina, Be'odam. So what the pshat there in the Gemara is, you can look in the Gemara in Tosis and the Machlokes of Chof Aleph on the base. But the point is that we see in Rashi, Yochel Yitein Boi Tam Kibina, and Rashi says that I might think you put so much salt in that you give, it gives taste like Bina, the Adam. In other words, when salt gives taste, that's like Bina that gives taste to a person. What's the connection between salt giving taste and the taste that a tam that a person has? Salt gives taste, and that's compared to the taste, the tam that a person has. As biur anyan ukach, melach yadua shetafkido ulahamid et hadavar la'achila. Melach makes it right la'achila. Like it says in Eov 6:6, hayochel tofel b'li melach, you're going to eat it. It's just so plain without salt. The union of the melech is not to give taste in the food, but rather to extract from the food those things that are not roy, and therefore to prepare it for food. Like the blood removes, the salt removes blood. It says in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lakish, Nemar Bis Bimelech, Nemar Bis Bisur, Mabris, Melech, Melech, Mantekes, Savas, Rafis, Rissurin, This is like, it says bris by melech, it says bris by yisurim. Just like the bris, it says by melech, melech sweetens the meat. So bris that it says by yisurim, yisurim cleanse a person of his sin. It takes out the bad sins, just like melech takes out the bad stuff. Yisurim take out the psoilus in a person. So to melech, you mean it's mamtik the basar. The salt isn't sweet, it's salty. So pshat is that it prepares the thing for eating by removing the dvarim roim. Like for example, the blood, and that's pshat in the Gemara, when it says, brisam melech mamtekes is a basar, because it removes the psoilus, removes the bad from the basar, makes the basar roi lachila. So to yisurim are memarik of an esu shaladim. Zoya bina. The bina is, it takes the psoilus from the item in order l'tfosoto b'shleimut ala mitato. In order to be tofeset, in order to understand it in a complete way, bina takes out the unnecessary things, the incorrect things, and it allows you to understand the topic truthfully. Lavin davar mitoch davar. Doesn't mean tfisa shel davar chadash mitoch davar shenitfas kvar. Tfisa kazo yadayin begidrei chokhmah. שמשמעותה תפיסת דברים מחוץ לאדם. אלא, מתוך הדבר ששמע אדם בבחינת חוכמה, מתחדשת אצלו הבנה בדברים שהיו אצלו קודם בחזקת בלתי מובנים. So פשט, in bina, is not that you understand something new from something that you already understood. Such an understanding is still בגדרי החוכמה, which the meaning of חוכמה is understanding what's outside of you. When you sense something new that's outside of you, that's chokhmah. So whenever you're getting an understanding that's outside of you, you can't call it bina, you have to call it chokhmah. That's what chokhmah is. So lahavin davar mitoch davar means that from what you already heard from the outside, that's bechinas chokhmah, that's chokhmah, that's the wisdom that you heard from outside of you. Now you have this new understanding of what was already with you in a very fuzzy way, a very foggy way. And now you understand them with all of their depth. Zeu binoti, mechlal d'ta'a. Kivan she'amar binoti, mashma she'ayta lo tfisa b'dvarim, gam mikodem. What does it mean? It means that originally he understood, he just misunderstood. It was a tfis of toes. And now he has bina, he's understanding his mistake. The end of the process of bina, when you understand, is das. Roshan ha'maral, b'derech chayim, gimel yotzayim. Aval ha'da'at hu she'ayda amitat ha'dvarim, כפי מה שהם בהבדל הדברים. Das is you know the truth of the matter as it is in the differences between the things. Chochmo bina, זאת אומרת, ידע מיתת הדברים, you know the truth of the matter as they are in the distinguishing parts of the matter. Chochmo bina הם רק במהלכי השכל. Chochmo bina are seichel, are in the halach of seichel, which are stages in absorbing the ideas. Das is tfisat hadvarim kim mitziut. Das is perceiving things as a reality. And that is a perception that passes, that transcends the limits, the borders of the seichel. Seichel tofsim et ha-seichel shebadvarim. When you're in the world of seichel, you understand the seichel, you understand the intellect, you understand the rationale. Das is when you understand it as a mitziut muchashit. You perceive it as a concrete reality. Chochma and bina are still in the realm of seichel. Das is when you understand things as a concrete reality. And therefore, das hiya mechaberet ben klei ha-seichel leklei ha-ratzon. Das is what's mechaber between the klei ha-seichel and the klei ha-ratzon, between the vessels of the intellect and the vessels of the will. Every movement of a person is only when there's a his'oirus of koichos ha-rotzen. Koichos ha-sechel don't move a person mitzad atzma. Seichel is cold. Seichel doesn't get you to do anything. Ratzon is misoyer. There's an arousal of will when there's a mitzias that is standing before you and it arouses you. In other words, you person doesn't just know when Seichel has to go to work, but he sees the electricity bill and he says, oh, got to pay this off. He sees in his mind's eye the mortgage. He says, oh, I got to get to work. Kasher da'at hofecht advarim l'metziut, when das transforms things into concrete reality, then koichas haratzon amisayra. That's what das does. Das makes it into a metzias. The second is a metzias, then all of a sudden you want to get to work. No more messing around. V'yada'atayim v'ashevotah levavecha, ha'idei tfisat advarim b'dat, harayim hofchim l'metziut v'nitfasim b'levavcha, kochot haratzon. So, you should know today and put it to your heart. If your toifes b'das, they become a mitzius, and then they're nitfas, belave. And then you bring them to your heart, and you get to action. That's the koichas ha-rotzon. Rotzon's in the lave. By having a proper das, which makes it a mitziut muhashit, that's going to arouse the rotzon. Melech, it's roshei tevot. Moyach, lev, kaved. Moyach, klei ha-sechel. Lev, klei ha-rotzon. Kaved, klei ha-pe'ula. The moyach is the vessel for intellect. The heart is the vessel for will. The kidney, the liver, is the vessel for action. That's the where the naran, neshama, ruach, nefesh, resides. Nefesh is in the kaved, where the blood is created. Ki adam wa nefesh, the ruach. Okay, you're doing kabbalah is in the heart. And the neshama is in the brain. That's the moyach. Moyach, neshama, secha. Lev, rotzain, ruach. Kaved, liver, nefesh, peula. Matzano mekamot rabim behem bevoar shegam inyan ha-chokhma vegam inyan ha-bina shayachim etzel ha-lev. You find in numerous places that chokhma and bina are shayach to the heart. V'libi ra'ah harbei chokhma v'dat. V'lev navon tanua chokhma. V'levavo yavin v'shaver afelo. V'chein ba'akdamat tikunei zohar, bina, liba. הוא בא לב מבין, וכן הרבה מקומות. יש קשר בין חוכמה ובינה והלב. אמנם יש חילוק בין חוכמה לבינה. הלב קרוי מבין, הוא משמע שפעולת הבינה נמצאת בו. The lave is called the lave maven. And that means that the פעולה, בינה, is in the heart. וביחס לחוכמה, מוזכר רק שהלב יש לו תפיסה בחוכמה. וליבי ראה הרבה חוכמה. ולב נבון תנוע חוכמה. Whereas the heart, when it talks about the heart, it talks about understanding. It does a פעולה of bina. It's a maven. It doesn't say the heart does a פעולה of חוכמה, but the heart does a פעולה of bina. ביור העניין. כתוב במסכת אבות. רב אלעזר בן עזריה אומר, אם אין תורה, אין דרך ארץ. אם אין דרך ארץ, אין תורה. אם אין יראה, אין חוכמה. אם אין חוכמה, אין יראה. אם אין בינה, אין דעת. אם אין דעת, אין בינה. אם אין קמח, אין תורה. אם אין תורה, אין קמח. אז עניין המשנה הוא בכלליות, שיש שני דברים שבלי אחד מהם אין כלל מקום לשני. You need both. The mahalach has to be through both of them together. And therefore they always come together. Torah and Derech Eretz. Sometimes Torah comes before Derech Eretz, sometimes Derech Eretz comes before Torah. Yira together with Chachma. Chachma with Yira. Bina with Das, Das with Bina. Me'aral, Pirei Shem Linyan Da'at, Aval Da'at Hu She'edah Mitat HaDvarim Kafi Ma'asheim Be'evdel HaDvarim. Das is knowing the truth of the matter as it is in the differences between the matters. The Rivosh brings the Me'aral, and he says, V'arav Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Maral, excuse me, the Rivash preceded the Maral. The Maral brings the Rivash, and he says, V'arav Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Ben Sheshes, Kasa, B'chivosev, Ki Perush Da'at, V'amuskalot HaRishonot, Kmo She'akol Gadol Menachelek, Medavar Zeh Nikra Da'at, Lefi She'yodeh Otam. V'abinah Im HaMuskalot Shniyot, She'motzi Adam Min HaMuskalot HaRishonot. Das is the first, is the Muskal Rishon. Your first understanding. Bina is the muskalos shnios that you take out from the muskalos rishonos. If you don't have muskalos rishonos, there's no bina. Where are you going to get the muskalos shnios? Where are you going to get the second understanding? And if you don't have the muskalos shnios, if you don't have bina, shayde abina motzi davar mitoch davar, in kan dat. If you're not motzi davar mitoch davar, you don't have das. Kolomar ki muskalot rishonot heim levatala, then it's for naught. The muskalos rishonos are for naught. Because the whole point of the muskalos rishonos is for the muskalos shnios. So if you don't have a muskal sheni, then what's your muskal rishon for? You can't have a muskal sheni without a muskal rishon. Muskal sheni is a muskal rishon. And the muskal rishon is a muskal sheni, because if what's the point of the muskal rishon if you're not going to bring it to the proper understanding of the muskal sheni? So what the Rivosh means is that the muskalos rishonos in rak davar shebekoach, shetzich lachul adavar misyon al haspiro. Vaz shem muskalot aleihem. Muskalos rishonos are something in potential that has to be chal on something specific. And then it has a shem muskalis. And therefore it has to come to a muskal sheni in order that it should be chal on something. It should be advanced. It should be sharpened. El shem ha'aral tamam od al shitato. The ma'aral, it doesn't accept this. Aval afaresh adat muskalot rishonot aval zeinera b'shum ofen. He holds, that's not pshat muskalis rishonos. That's not pshat das, that it's muskalis rishonos. Because the Kaz Pasuk says, V'amalei oto b'chokhma v'tvuna v'dat. It says, Chokhma, Tvun, and Das. V'amalei esh muskalot v'rishonot sh'nimtsim yetzor kol adam v'adam. It says that if you build a Mishkan, you have to have Chokhma, Tvun, and Das. So if Das is just muskal rishon, what's the great mile of something that everybody has? Everybody has a muskal rishon. And here it seems to be something special. But it would appear that with the Divrei HaRivosh, Mechuvanim, are going in the same direction as the Ma'aral, are aligned with the Ma'aral. And the Levash means that Das transforms what you toifes to a muskal rishon. Kol davar shadayin nimtza b'tchum ha-muskalot ha-shniyot, harei she-b'tchum ha-bina v'efshar la-bina b'kama tzurot. Ach mishnehfach l'metziut, harei she-nitfas malach shel muskal rishon, dahayin she-barur mitzad atzmo, v'lo mitzad ha-havana shelo. Anything that's still in the tchum of muskal ha-shniyos is in the tchum of bina. And you can understand it in various ways. When it comes to a mitzias, then it's nitfas malach shel muskal rishon. In other words, it's bar mitzad atzmai, but not mitzad havana shebo. In other words, this das is when you take the muskal shnias and you make them, bring them into a muskal rishon. What's the muskal rishon? Muskal rishon is just how you see it naturally. So the trick is to take the muskal sheni and to turn it back into a muskal rishon. Because when it's a muskal sheni, you can understand it in various ways. When it turns into a mitzias, you can only understand it in one way, and that's your muskal rishon. אז מבואר מדברי הריבש שהבינה מביאה לדעת ולא לחוכמה. אלא שהבינה לא יכולה לפעול אם אין דעת. So bina brings to das, but it also needs das. In other words, you can't understand dover mitel dover if the seichel doesn't have a koyach that it can be tofes things as a mitzias. הסייכל, right, because what does the Ma'aral say? The Ma'aral says, das שידע מיתת הדבורים כפשיים בהבדל הדבורים. Then you know things as a mitzias, as they differ from other things. And that's what the Rivosh is saying. The Rivosh is saying that after you know it's muskal rishon, you get to a muskal sheni. Muskal sheni can be understood in various ways, and then it gets back to a muskal rishon. Then you understand, oh, this is a mitzvah. This is the way. This is the proper way to understand it. Hasechel onav la rak deilufol b'tchum hasechel atzmo. Onav la kadeilu tzit advarim b'chal daat. Sechel just for the sechel. It wants to bring things to das to make them into a mitzvah. And therefore, you can only have bina. Maybe davar mitel davar if there's a koach of das. That's part and parcel of bina. You mean bina ain't das. You mean das ain't bina, as it says in the Mishnah Navis. You need both. You need to have it as a, you need to have the koach of the muskal rishon, you have to have the koach of the muskal sheni. We've explained many times that the hevdel, the difference between a kot and a gadol is the koach hadas, kot and abba hadasu. Hevshut lechayev adam ha-maaseh is only meaning as a koach to understand things as a mitzias. A kotan doesn't think these things as a mitzias. So he doesn't really understand the ramifications of his actions. So therefore, it's called a kotan, the shem katua, he's cut off, he doesn't have full understanding, and therefore he can't be mechayim because he doesn't have das, he doesn't see things as a mitzias. בתורה ולשון חז"ל מצאנו שדעת הוא לשון חיבור. ואדם יודעת חווה אשתו. דעס is חיבור. דעס is the נקודת החיבור של חוכמה ובינה. זאת אומרת, מלבד, besides that דעס is connects a person to the things בכוח הרצון, it's also the נקודת החיבור, it also connects between Chochma and Bina, Chochma, nitveset tamid kereshit hadvarim. Tfisa korova lemuskal rishon. Kachem hadvarim. That's Chochma. So it is. The chibur of Chochma and Bina means shekasher atfisa shel Bina bavenat hadvarim naset bekoch shel Chochma, malach shel kachem hadvarim, hare shezot daat, bavenat hadvarim kumuskal rishon. The connection of Chochma and Bina means that when the tfisa of Bina behavonas hadvarim is nasis bekoch haChochma, malach shel kachem hadvarim, that's das. Then you understand it as a muskal rishon. In other words, the connection between Chochma and Bina is that the tfisa of Bina, when you understand things, maybe dover mitoch dover, you do it in a way of Chochma, but that's the way it is. And when you put the two together, your Bina together with your Chochma, then you get your das, because then it becomes a mitzias muchashit, and it becomes your das. Now it's like a muskal rishon. After your Chochma meets the Bina, and your advanced level now goes back to being a muskal rishon. Ki chokhma mashmato koach ma, like it says in the Zohar, other sifrei Kabbalah. Dahinu chokhma tfisat ha-metzut shal dvorim kdei lashol lehem ma. Ma, ki ha-sheila sh'atshuva leha hi mahut ha-davar. What's ma? What's the essence of this matter? Ma ze, ma mahut. Koach ma. Tfisat ha-metzut shal dvorim kdei lashol lehem ma. Bina, ki tfisat ha-mahut shal ha-dvorim. Zehu ha-shlav sh'achar chokhma. אחרי תפיסת המציאות כרגע של הדברים, בלי תפיסת המהות. Bina is perceiving the mahus, the essence of the matters. That's the shlav after chachma. After תפיס המציאה של הדברים, בלי תפיסת המהות. כלשון הגרא, בתחילת ביורו לספר דצניותה, החוכמה נודה מציאותה, אך לא מהותה. בניגוד לבינה שנודה מהותה. אז בינה זה תפיסת המהות של הדברים, חוכמה זה אתה שואל מה, זאת אומרת אתה תופס את המציאות, חוכמה זה you understand the מציאות, in order to ask מה המהות של זה. Bina is when you תופס את המהות, you understand the essence, that's the שלב after חוכמה. After תפיסת המציאות של הדברים, בלי תפיסת המהות. So חוכמה, we know it's מציאות, but not it's מהות. אז חוכמה asks about the מהות, Bina חפש את המהות. Das is תפיסת המציאות כמציאות מוחשית. Das is when you understand things as a concrete reality. Tfisa zo me'afsheret la'adam letchaber im ha'dvarim she'netfesu etzlo. So this tfisa allows you to connect to what you perceive. Ba'omek ha'dvarim, da'at hi ha'chibur ben chokhma u'bina. The depth of the matter is that das is connecting between chokhma and bina. Chokhma is l'maisa, tfisa that's outside of the darkei ha'sechel. It's the tfisa of mitzius ha'davar. Bina is tfisa ha'sechlus b'mahus ha'davar. Chibur is shal yidei ha'ara shal chokhma malchei ha'bina, if you have the shining of the light of chokhma, of the tfisa b'metzius ha'davar. And then you connect that with bina, understanding the mahus shal ha'davar, then you have a tfisa of das, tfisat ha'mahut k'metziut muchashit, tfisa shal ma'aseh ha'bina p'olet mitoch ha'chokhma. La'afoh, bina works within chokhma to transform תפיסה המציאות של הוכח משהו, תפיסה של המציאות הלא מהות ותוכן, המציאות מובנת שגם מאותה נתפסת במציאות וזאת דעת. A תפיסה of מציאות that has no essence, you don't understand the essence, that's the חכמה, so it transforms that חכמה into a מציאות מובנת, and then you see that in concrete reality, and that turns into דעס. רשי, שמו ישנם על הפיימו, דעס, רוח הקודש, והן אין הדבורים. רוח הקודש, פירושה, תפיסת המציאות כמשמעות ותפיסת המשמעות כמציאות. רוח הקודש means that you perceive מציאות as meaning, and you perceive the meaning of the מציאות. Therefore, במאמר הנבואה, the Navi sees במציאות the meaning. Normally, you just see a מציאות, you don't see the meaning. If you have רוח הקודש, you see the meaning of this reality. That's the reason the Lev is the Maven. כל זמן שהבינה לא הביא לידי דעת, אין זו בינה בשלמותה. Bina doesn't bring to das, then that's not true Bina. נמצא שסוף עניין הבינה נמצא בלב, שם כוחות הרצון, because the lev is where you have כוחות הרצון. The bina has to bring the das, and maybe the bina has to be in the lev, because the point of the bina is to bring the das, das is רצון, רצון is in the lev. So bina has to bring the das, so therefore bina is in the lev. וליבי ראה הרבה חוכמה בדעת. My heart saw a lot of חוכמה, and das, since there is das in the heart, there also has to be lovavoy yavin, there has to be bina in the heart, because the bina brings to the das. Dat, kuya b'pnimiyut ha-bariach ha-tichon. In the world of pnimiyus, das is called ha-bariach ha-tichon. This very strong lack in the middle. Neutza b'keter, that it's rooted in Keser, the highest, and it goes all the way down to Malchus. Goes to the entire coma of a person. Das is the beginning. Because Das is the beginning, the Muskel Rishon, which is the beginning of every Mahalach of Haskala, and it's also Sofa Mahalach Shel Haskala. To reach the Darga that's called Das, it's a Muskel Rishon, and then in the end, everything you after you understand everything, that understanding becomes a Muskel Rishon, that becomes a Mitzvah. Da'at Yitchilat Kol Advarim, Shel Ken Bili, Muskelot Rishonot Ein Makom Af L'Chokhmah. Advarim Shadam Mekabel Merabotov Tzichim L'Chul Al Kli HaKabala Shelo. כלים אלה הם המושכלות הראשונות. החוכמה היא היש של הדברים. הדעת קשורה אף לאין שנמצא לפני היש. אתה חונן באדם דעת. זוהי הדעת שהתחילה את כל הדברים. המושכלות הראשונות שאין בהם יגיעה כלל. והאדם זוכה בהם בחינם בלי מהלך של ונבון תחבולות יקנה. אך כהמשך לחנינה זו של דעת אנו מבקשים מכנים מיותך דייה בינה והשכל. דיינו הבקשה היא שמיותו חנינה של דעת קדוש ברוך הוא ישפיע גם את המשיכה. דייה בינה והשכל. Das is the Muskel Rishon. That's what you get even without any toil. And then Viter, you want them to, and that's without the Novat Achulas Yikne. But Kehem Sheikh L'Chanin Azu, after you have this Chanin of Das, you want to go Viter, Chanin Yitra Dea Bina Vahaskel. And from that Chanin of Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Lehem Sheikh. Dea Bina Vahaskel, this higher level of Dea, this level of Dea that that after all of your understanding, after your Chachman Bina, it becomes a Muskel Rishon. When you understand, it becomes a Muskel Rishon. And that's the higher level of Das. As the Dvarim Ayu Mamash Nisgavim V'Amukim Me'od, is a Ta'anug. Pashut Ta'anug Ila'i L'Lmod Itchem Et HaDvarim Ayu. V'Ani Mekaveh Me'od Shenizkeh L'Amshich V'Nireh Od V'Od Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem Yitbarach. Toda Rabah Shekshavtem, Ani Mekaveh Shavashu Rabah Mimshlei. אנחנו נדבר על קניינים, קניין בחבר, בבינה, בדעת, דיבור, דברים ממש יסודיים וכך חשובים. And thanks again so much for listening. שלום.